The lines are always open.
Call Lester and join the conversation on 021-446-0567.
Ibi, good morning. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, and you, Lester?
I need All Blacks fans to take a break. How does fifth place feel in World Rugby rankings?
Well, I have no idea how it feels because I'm an ardent Springbok supporter.
Okay.
But look, they got to feel what it's like to be on the other side for a change. And but you see, the thing is, I've always been a massive Springbok fan. In fact, when the Springboks won the World Cup for the first time in 1995, it was on my birthday. I was 12 years old, and it was myself, my dad, and my mom, the only three Springbok supporters in my aunt's house, and all of them were All Blacks fans, so it felt even better when we won. And you were talking earlier on about the haka. And whether or not, you know, it should stay or it should go or whatever the case is. Now, the thing is with the haka, I don't want it to go. Because the thing is, we don't need to imagine. We experienced it on Saturday where, you know, they're laying down that challenge, the haka, and then you still beat them. Even though that war cry is supposed to be there, some kind of intimidation, and you still beat them. However, what I disagree with is the etiquette. Why is it that when it comes to the haka, they can do whatever they want, and like you said, the emotion to like slit throats and all of that, and you might just stand there and hug the your fellow teammates and wait for the match to begin. We, like you said, no smiling, no smirking. You have to have a neutral face. You can't even approach them as they're busy with the haka. Like I think it was the French or the English team that did that a couple of years ago, and that's not allowed. There should be some kind of reply because let's face it, they are laying down a challenge.
Yep.
And Lester, you and I, we both grew up on the Cape Flats. Also, let nooit so lossie.
Here's the thing, and I'm showing no cultural chauvinism as someone who is proud of my indigenous South African heritage and culture. It's very, very important. But we can't also ignore that the haka is a major advert.
Exactly.
For All Black rugby.
Yes.
The World Rugby is trying to grow rugby in the US. And who is the go-to ambassadors? It's the All Blacks. Because they do play good rugby. I don't know about this last week. They do play good rugby. They are the dominant team, but also they come with the packaged marketing campaign because they do this cool dance. Now that they are an ordinary team, they no longer untouchable. Should World Rugby still have one darling? Because the darling has been All Black rugby. They no longer the darling. So why should they still be this darling to World Rugby? Does the Parisian care, the Joburger care about whether the All Blacks have this ritual? Because it's eating into my rugby time. Get on with it.
Well, the thing is, when it comes to the haka, it's been, even though I'm a Springbok supporter, I still look forward to seeing the haka before the match. Because like you said, they're laying down the challenge, and to still beat them after they're laying down the challenge makes the victory that much sweeter. But what I would say is, if you want to level the playing field, don't take the haka away. Allow a response, because when the Pacific Nations take on each other, it's not just all the All Blacks that have haka. So does Tonga, so does Samoa. They all have their own hakas that they do before a match.
But have you seen how it's broadcast? I've seen those guys where Fiji, Tonga, Samoa, Cook Islands, they all have a form of dance. But if you were, and I've paid close attention to this, it's not something that I'm sucking out. When I've watched the World Cup and New Zealand is playing Fiji, New Zealand is playing Tonga, who has more minutes? Who has more airtime? On who is the camera trained? Not on Fiji, not on Tonga, not on Samoa. It's trained on All Blacks.
Well, maybe in that case, it should be, you know, that's where you make it more fair, where each one is broadcast equally. Do they do it one at a time? Do they do it at the same time
exactly.
when they challenge each other?
Yeah, because it used to be you have a chance and then I have a chance. Mm, now you have to do it at the same time. And I've often noted there are more valuable, precious, and expensive TV rights minutes devoted to the All Blacks.
Yeah, maybe in that regard, they should level the playing field. Mm. Pardon the pun.
EB, really appreciate it. Thanks so much for calling. 021-446-0567. The man himself, Errol, he'll be on air with us after this.
Cape Talk.
Cape Talk. The open line.
Call 021-446-0567.
021-446-0567. Oh, Errol, you are under no obligation. I know you're on air with Africa this morning, but there've been a lot of people asking about your welfare. How's the chest? Have the pains dissipated?
Yes, good morning, and good morning to the listeners. Yeah, sort of dissipated a bit. As now the D and the I and the S is gone, and the other words are still must sort of, you know, just like your previous caller said, he was one of three Springboks amongst All Blacks. Mm. For me, it was the opposite. Mm. You know, I watched it at a sports bar in Mitchell's Plain. And, you know, they all know me there as Uncle Errol. They had the greatest respect for Uncle Errol. Mm. And then when this box won, I and my father, Suma Errol, asked me uncle and stuff like that. But you know what? You know what, Lester? You got to take it on the chin.
No, yes,
you know, I've been giving it out on this radio station all the time. And you got to take it. When your team lose, your team lose. And I must say, well done to the Springboks. They played a phenomenal game. And I would like them to repeat that performance on Saturday. It will show that they have it in them to come to the table twice in a row, which they've been lacking, you know.
Twice in a row would mean, what is it, six losses in a row? No, not six losses. That's they've lost...
Six.
Is it six?
You're right.
Would it be six?
Well, six. Not in a row, but six out of seven then.
Yes. Have the All Blacks ever been here? Have the All Blacks never been here?
They've never been fifth on the world rankings as well. But you know, you talk about the haka and things like that. You know, it is synonymous with All Black rugby. It's been coming on forever and a day. And perhaps because the All Black rugby is the benchmark of international rugby, and you can't take it away from them because they are undoubtedly, in history, the best team in the world.
But let's I can say then Manchester United is the benchmark of European football. But that was 1999, Errol.
No, but it's not the benchmark of European football.
The All Blacks aren't the benchmark of world rugby as of six out of the last seven games.
No. But the benchmark is not measured in a couple of games, you see. The benchmark comes a lot. But let's take nothing away. The All Blacks never played bad, eh? They never played bad.
Where? Were you watching the same...
Super good.
Were you watching the same game? I did not hear one movement, positive movement of the All Blacks going, breaking, you know, the gain line in that first half.
Really?
No.
You never saw Bowden Barrett right from his halfway line? From his own... No, look, listen. We're not going to argue about the game. I watched the same game as you. And I'm still saying the All Blacks did not play bad.
Okay.
The Springboks played super good. And you know, they got their kicking game right. The ball actually went to the wings. You know, and that didn't happen before. And that is good for world rugby. You know, they've got the physicality. They've got the big blokes. And if they can throw the ball around and mix it up with the big kicking that they did, you know, then they will become... The All Blacks and the Springboks will always be the enemies on the soccer, on the football or rugby field.
Errol, I'm just having a lot of fun. Look, and this is playful fun. Because I just feel that there was a lot of Springbok goading by particularly New Zealand media. And I've been reading a lot of what's been, you know, and it's a real concern actually is concerned for Southern Hemisphere rugby, about the latter day demise of the All Blacks. But it was Ben Smith is a rugby writer, and he sort of had this tone. Well, if the Springboks win, oh well, we're going through a patch. But it was also a tone of, but if the All Blacks win, ha. See, you guys don't play attractive rugby as South Africans. So I think there is still this expectation of New Zealand rugby. Whether they win or lose, it's up to everyone else to lose. They just
you mustn't take it away from the Springboks. Oh. They played phenomenal rugby on Saturday. And I want to see another game like that. And I want to see the All Blacks come and play their A game against the Springboks A game.
You know what? You know where's the real test, Errol? And I have to let you go. Because if SA Rugby can organize a game, All Blacks Springboks in Cape Town.
Yeah, but you see, they think about the Sun Air and all that jazz, you see.
Exactly.
And they think about the Cape Crusaders, and it's not like that, what you do on the field. Yeah. But Lester, just before I go,
yes,
I'm going to Heidelberg on Saturday to watch Ivy against the Crusaders of George. Mm. Top of the log, Southwestern District club game. I will report to you back on Monday, sir.
Errol, I don't know if you heard on Friday, I spoke about SWD Eagles' new name. Do you know what the new name is?
No.
It's the Six Gun Grill Badgers. The Southwestern District's Six Gun Grill Badgers.
My father, I'll talk to the people there when I get there on Friday about the Six Gun. Are you sure it's Southwestern District?
That's SWD Eagles.
They are the Eagles, yes. You're right.
No, but they changed the name. Six Gun Grill. I'll Google to you quickly. Pete, I'm with you now. It's the Six Gun Grill Badgers, yes.
Oh, my. But Badgers are people that go underground. How can they use such a name? But nevertheless, Lester, I don't want to hog the lines. Well done, Springboks. You played well.
The Garden Route Badgers, yes. Six Gun Grill Garden Route Badgers. That's their full name.
Yeah, they can have a cup in the garden. It's all right.
Errol Blue Duns, thanks so much. Pete Claremont, thanks so much for your patience. Good morning.
Okay. Morning, Lester. I just want to say I've got my own ritual as well when the Springboks play.
What do you do?
And that is I have a few lovely cold castles before the game. I have a wonderful few castles during the game, win or lose, and a wonderful few castles after the game. That is my ritual, and if there's no castles, then I'll have any other cold beer that's cold. But that is my ritual.
And long may that tradition last.
Yes, and I'll sulk a bit afterwards, but not too much. I'll take it on the chin, but if we win, I hand it out.
Pete, and we are handing it out today because it is
we're handing it out. The seven started with it, so the All Blacks are really sulking. The seven started it, and on Saturday we carried on, and this Saturday we will carry on.
Do it again. Park. Pete Claremont, lines are open. 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567.
Cape Talk.
The open line.
Call 021-446-0567.
Edward Cryfontein, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hi, Lester. I'm good. Thanks, yourself.
You sound very relaxed, like you had a good weekend.
I had a great weekend. I listened just now with the chat to the guy there, and about the All Blacks and the South African rugby and all these things. And I tried to send a WhatsApp, but I've got a message saying that it was too long. Yeah, I had a great weekend. Actually, I went for a funeral in Van Rensdorp. And after the funeral we went, I said to my friend, listen, let's get the television on. The match is going to start. And we were split in two groups. Not two groups, but I could see the tension in the room as the game went on the first 5 to 10 minutes. I could see, on my left, this guys, they are all blacks and we are green and gold. And there was this one guy, he was very tense, and I was just exciting and making a noise and making a fuss about how well the Springboks played. And one of them got very frustrated with me, you know, expressing my happiness. So eventually he said to me, oh, well, you know, that wasn't the first time. He said to me, oh, well, you know, the Springboks can only play for 60 minutes good rugby. We'll see after 60 minutes. Mm. And then at minute 62, I said, well, I recall there was a guy in the room who said the Springboks can only play for 60 minutes. I wonder what happened to that guy. And it was so quiet there, you know. Nobody was saying anything. But apparently, one of the guys who was there as a Springbok supporter. He's from the Northern Cape and Brunswick. He said to me that his experience, and I experienced that as well, is that it seems like the All Black supporters are very aggressive guys. People who are more but frustrated. I don't know, maybe because of that, it's coming from the apartheid years, but he said to me that when he goes there to the pub watching the rugby, Springboks versus South Africa, usually they put a bet of 50 rand or 100 rand bet who's going to win. And even if the Springboks win, you know, he can't just go and say, hey, where's my money? I won. Because otherwise he'll get beaten up.
Look, I don't mind for whatever reason. I don't mind who you support and whether you support South African rugby or Australian rugby or French rugby. I have friends who are actually traditional French rugby, and the French traditionally have played a, you know, great champagne type rugby. So I don't really care, but let's just be honest about why you support the team. Is it a tacit political statement? If so, great. But if it's because I choose All Black rugby because I believe they play the best and historically they've been the best and I want to be affiliated and cheer for the best, also be honest about that. I can be honest, I was 11 years old when I started supporting Manchester United. Mm-hmm. Round about 95, 96, 97, and then culminates in 99 with a treble. And I was 11 years old in 1996, and therefore I'm attracted to the team that I hear the most. So one could argue I started supporting Manchester United when they were probably the most dominant in British football.
Yeah.
But I still support Manchester United today. We lost yesterday to Brighton, 2-1. We didn't even score a goal. The one goal was our own goal. But I will still wear my Manchester United.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Mm. I feel the same. You know, I'm a very true supporter. I don't jump from the one tree to another. I stick with my team whether I lose or win. Mm. But, you know, I'm a South African, and I grew up here. I was born here, and I believe that I support my countrymen with the belief that one day maybe one of my children can play there as well. So I don't care. I don't mind if you can support whoever you want to. But I think some of the guys that I've met who are All Black supporters, that's based on what happened in the past and apartheid years and all that. So that's part of their reason why they support All Black rugby. But I wish they, and I believe that one day maybe probably they change and come back and we can all support green and gold, you know.
Isn't Cheslin Colby's father an All Blacks fan? If I can remember Chasing the Sun documentary, I think it was said in there that Cheslin Colby's father was an All Blacks fan. But it's his right as everyone else is as well. Edwin in Kraaifontein, really appreciate the call. Let's go to another voice note.
Hi, Lester. I take this opportunity to tell and encourage all men out there to go to the men's clinic and have themselves checked out. It is worth a while. They do everything knowing that you come away there and you do not have prostate cancer. Come on, guys. Don't be the guy that says, no, I've been taught not to. It's your health, guys.